legislature then, and they set it up for and they named the fellows as to put it down, three of us, and they didn't ask either one of us if we'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
And after come out in the paper, we decided something needed to be done, and we did. The county was hopelessly broke now.
Mm-hmm.
You get a warrant if you took school year, sold the county anything, well, you had to discount that warrant to get any money on it. And then you, the banks wouldn't take them at all for anything.
Is that right?
That's right, in 49, and when they passed that law. And we took it on. I was 21 years chairman of the Purchase and Finance Commission of Rigg County. And I went off last November.
Right.
And we owed all of our bonds that this county owed come due, some of them 30, 40 years old,
mm-hmm.
bonds. And we went on it. We financed everything that happened after that and set up a tax rate to pay that at a certain time, and it's paid off
mm-hmm.
by that.
What years were you mayor?
I was 61 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
And we, last fall when I went off of it, while we borrowed, went the bank, owed $349,000, went the banks and borrowed it instead of selling any more bonds and put enough in the tax rate. I was on the chairman budget committee. We put enough on to pay that banks off, and this last March when taxes paid, this county's debt free paid ever sent to it.
Is that right?
One county don't owe anything.
Is
this
that
county
right?
Don't. Now then, they're fixing to put it back in debt more than it ever was for a consolidated school. $3.75 million at one liter. Heavy load for this little county.
Yeah.
Taxes.
I was wondering that that county that courthouse looks like it's in pretty bad shape.
It is.
But
I got up to try to get a courthouse here when the government put out money here along about then, you know. When I was mayor, we got built a new water system for Dayton, and we got the money from the federal government. 75%, 75 cents on a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
This county got 75. This city got 75, and we worked. We went to the river and got water, and we got a water system now that's state approved.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a new city municipal building up here.
That's nice. I was in there.
Well, we built that while I was in
there. Is that right?
We bought that property on both sides of the street, 14 houses.
Sure.
We paid that street up in front. We paid one on this side of the courthouse. And we had a program to build sidewalks. If anybody wanted a sidewalk build, we'd do the work and furnish the farms and all the work. They'd pay for the concrete. We had that program going.
Uh-huh.
And 4 years I was on, and we got to first place in the state of Tennessee for public relations. We got the first place in the state of Tennessee.
That's wonderful.
I got it hanging.
I saw that. I saw that. It said you were mayor. That's why I was going to ask you about that.
I saw it. I don't have to make no apologies for about while I was mayor. I know.
Oh, that's great. Was that really a full? Were you able to work over here at all during that time, or was that pretty much a full time job?
No, I stayed here all the time. We hired, first thing I went after was a man that had a master's degree on city management.
Uh-huh.
And we told him we hired him. Two of us went for him, the other worked against getting the man out of town. He didn't want one city commission, wouldn't hire no vote for anybody outside of Dayton.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to the other city commissioner. I come here to ask you something. Don't sound big in me.
Uh-huh.
As mayor, I come to ask you if you'd go along with me and hire a city manager and tell the other commissioner nothing about it. So we made the whole deal with it.
Sure.
We did.
Have they published anything in city planning, that descriptions of the town, any work like that? Has there been any booklets and things on